Good Wednesday, Eden. I'm glad you've joined with us this evening. We'll be bringing a message shortly by our pastor, and I hope that you have prepared your hearts to listen to the Word of God this evening. We'll be going to a word of prayer in just a moment. And last week I had picked out three missionaries to talk about, but after Sunday service, I thought that what the pastor preached Sunday night about how that we need to still get out the gospel to people. And we may think, well, that's hard to do. But I did think about, what do we have to get somebody to think about to get them to realize their need of salvation? And when we, what we have to do, you have to get them to realize that there is coming a time that they will leave this earth. And at this time of this pandemic going on, people have that really more in the forefront of their mind. So when you're talking about coronavirus, COVID-19, that's an excellent opportunity to bring up the fact that we all need to be prepared to meet God. So just use that angle, or think of some other way. And I know it's different now, but we can come up with a way that we can present the gospel to somebody, because the bad part is the coronavirus, the bad part is COVID-19, and the bad part is death, but the good part is Jesus Christ still saves. Amen. Let's pray today. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity that you've given us. We thank you for each one, Lord, that is listening, that is watching. And Lord, we do pray for our pastor, Lord, as he brings the message. Lord, I pray that you would just anoint him from on high to preach exactly what we need to hear. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
the blind man was sitting there by the way. He cried to Jesus for mercy that day. Jesus commanded and gave him his sight. So he followed Jesus, and I'm sure he cried. Jesus passed by my way, and he made me whole that day. Just a sinner was I, but then Jesus passed by, and oh, what a change in my life since Jesus passed by. Just like that blind man, I wandered alone. The darkness of sin, I was always alone. But one day I met him, and he made things right. And oh, what a difference since Jesus passed by. Jesus passed by my way. He made me whole that day. Just a sinner was I, but then Jesus passed by. And oh, what a change in my life since Jesus passed by. Oh, what a change in my life since Jesus passed by.
Amen. All right. Well, thank you for the good singing tonight. Appreciate, I tell you what, I still remember the day when Jesus passed by my way and I got saved by the marvelous grace of God. I don't want to get over it. Amen. I think if you ever really truly get born again, you never get over what God's done for you. And so appreciate the good choir song. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. And that's encouraging. I want you to turn your Bible to Matthew chapter 11. Matthew 11 this evening. And again, thank you for tuning in. Appreciate Brother Jimmy giving our missions update the way he's been doing it. And then, of course, tonight give us a thought on soul winning. I still believe this. I mentioned it Sunday night that is the heart of Christianity. That's our goal. That's our responsibility. That's what the Lord wants us to do. And so along that line, tonight we're going to look at something else in Matthew chapter 11, another invitation God gives us. He gives us an invitation to rest. Now, I know automatically what you're thinking. Praise God. I mean, boy, I tell you what, some of us, I like it. I tell you what, I like to sleep, and I enjoy climbing in the bed and going to sleep. And some of you try to sleep in church. I think some of you might be why you like the online service. You can sleep. Amen. But that's not the kind of rest we're talking about this evening. And so Matthew chapter number 11, we'll begin reading in verse number 28. Verse number 28, the Bible said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Let's pray together. Father, thank you for the word of God. Encourage our hearts tonight. And Lord, get all the glory. Thank you for those that have tuned in by way of Facebook, those, Lord, that are listening in over the phone system. Thank you for the good music tonight. It's encouraged my heart. So help us to see you high and lifted up. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, I better take that off first. Amen. I just want to share with you a thought I had about this idea of rest that, you know, we think about rest and we think about how tired we are. We think about how burned out we are. And I've mentioned this to our church several times. And I've mentioned it even over this, that I think that maybe this time that God has given us is a time of reset, that we need to take some time to evaluate some things that may or may not be important in our life. And hopefully Christianity, our walk with God, has become more important to us. But sometimes we do need rest, and the Lord's invitation are His expressions of love to us. In this scripture, God gives us an invitation to the weary. And I know we get weary. I know that it's not just physical weariness that we face, that it's not just emotional and spiritual. Sometimes it's all of them combined. And so I said that maybe this pandemic is God's way of helping us to reset. Maybe it is. We're busy with work. We're busy with family. We're busy with activities and hobbies. And we're busy with our distractions. And even some are busy in ministry. I mean, a lot of times we talk about ministry. And, you know, Brother Jimmy, we can get so caught up in ministry, we don't take time to rest in the Lord. And so God knows we need rest. He knows our physical rest we need and our spiritual rest. And if we're going to be at our best, we need rest. And in the scripture, God offers us rest. And so our invitation tonight is from God. And He's saying, come unto me. Not come into being lazy and not come into, binge watch 484 episodes on Netflix and lay around in your pajamas. That's not the kind of rest we're talking about here. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And so that's an invitation from God, that wherever you are, if you're weary, right? If you're heavy laden, if you are laboring, I'll give you rest. And this evening, tonight, I invite you to claim that scripture and understand that God wants us to be at our best, and God wants us to enjoy our walk with Him. He wants us to enjoy the labor of working for God. But we need rest. And hopefully in this time of reset, it's not just been a wasted time for you, but it's been a time where you have rested in the Lord and you spent more time in prayer and in your Bible study. And so as we look at this scripture, I want you to keep that in mind, that when I say rest, I'm not talking about being lazy, right? A lot of times we equate rest with being lazy, but that's not it. That vacation, nothing wrong with a vacation. Now, I know we're coming up on summer, and hopefully with what's going on, people cut the vacation short, but I know how it is around here every summer. You've got some people that do not want to take a week of vacation. They say, well, you know what? We'll leave on Friday. I'll take Friday off, and we'll take a Friday through a Monday, take a long weekend, and that way we can go four or five or six times instead of one time. That sounds good, but the problem is they miss church for about the whole summer. And spiritually, they never get back where they once were. And so I'd say be careful when you start looking at rest that we do not define it the way we want to define it, that we don't want to define it according to our flesh, but we'll look at what the scripture says about our invitation to rest. So number one, the Lord invites us to get physical rest, right? Come unto me, all ye that labor. And so therefore, the Bible does tell us that we do need some rest from labor, right? And here, as we look at this, I'll say this, if we really want the rest that God promises us, the labor has to be right. And I'm not just talking about our spiritual labor. I'm not just talking about ministry, but even in your occupation, right, the labor has to be right. What do you mean by that, preacher? Well, I believe when we look at physical rest that God will give us strength in His will. Okay? In other words, if you're doing something that you've never prayed about, you've never asked God what He wants out of your life, and you've got the greatest job in the world, and you're working 80, 90 hours a week, and you're exhausted, and you have no time with family, you have no time for your health, and you have no time for church, have no time to read your Bible, I dare say that's not a good job, amen? I dare say this evening that what you've got is not a good job. It is something that's draining you. So maybe it's God's telling us when you should have prayed about this But when we pray and ask God for His will in our life and we're willing to follow God's will, when we're in the will of God, He will guide us to rest. You know, they say things like, well, if you enjoy what you do, you'll never work a day in your life. I don't feel like ministry is work. I know it's labor. I know that but I enjoy doing this. I love serving God. If there's things in your life that you love to do, great. But don't take advantage of that, right? We have to realize He will guide us to a path that will accomplish what He wants. In other words, even in your occupation, you're there to serve God. You're there to honor God. You're His workmanship created unto good works. And so as our theme for this year, enjoy His grace, extend His glory. Have you ever thought about your occupation, your temporal, your secular job as something that God has for you to honor Him with? You ever thought about, all times people say, well, we're just too burned out to do something at church. We used to, guide the youth, or we used to sing in the choir, but we're just burned out, preacher. We're too busy. You know what you're saying? That you have surrounded yourself most of the time in secular things that you don't have time to work for God. Now, friend, I'll tell you this evening, don't come to me and tell me how tired and exhausted you are when you have not prayed one bit about the occupation that you have and, where you live. I've met people that, they've come to church here and they found a good deal on a house 45 minutes away, and they said, don't worry, preacher, it's not going to affect our church attendance. And I'm thinking, yeah, it will. And 6 months later, you can't see them on Wednesday night, and they stopped coming on Sunday night. And before long, they said, well, we need to find another church because we can't be faithful here. Yeah. You know why? Because you looked at this great deal on a house instead of looking at where you got the will of God is for your life. I mean, we look at the temporal more than the spiritual, and then we get exhausted and we'll say, okay, well, I need to cut some things out. And usually the first thing people cut out is church, laboring, bus ministry, soul winning, working with children, whatever it is, that's where they cut it out. You know why? Because what we're telling God is my secular work is more important than my spiritual work. So you better find the will of God and find strength in His will. If I know that I'm in the will of God, doing what God wants me, there is an amount of rest I can find there. But then also in that physical rest, God will give us strength to worship. What do you mean? Worship brings strength. When I worship God, when I'm able to come to church, when I'm able to pray at my in the morning, I get up and pray and study my Bible. That is worship. When I'm riding down the road and I'm listening to preaching or a song that encourages me, that is worship. If I worship God, if I praise Him, if I honor Him, if I make much of Him, it gives me strength. When I recognize who God is and how holy He is and what He's done for me, how can I not labor for Him? There is an element of rest knowing that I am in the will of God, but also that I can worship God. Amen. In that time. You know, it's interesting as they come up with these electric cars. You know, you're seeing more of these charging stations. You'll drive down the road at a gas station. You'll see a gas station over here. It's got the gas guzzlers, right? Amen. And the unleaded fuel. And then over here, you got a little charging station. You know what? That's what we need every morning spiritually, is a charging station. That's our worship. You ought to get up in the morning instead of looking at our social media and looking at SportsCenter and looking at Fox News or whatever. Spend time in worship, and as you worship, God strengthens you for that day. That's the kind of rest we need. Physical rest comes, and I'm all for sleeping. I think you ought to get enough, not 3 or 4 hours. I think you ought to go to bed early. Hey man, I think you ought to get in bed and go to get your physical rest and get up early in the morning and spend time with God. Don't spend all night on social media. Don't spend all night watching videos on TV. Don't spend all night doing that. Get in the bed, close your eyes, and then get up in the morning and spend time with God. And see how much better your day goes when you're able to get up and the first thing in the morning, God's given you that time of worship, right? That spiritual rest in Him, that so the rest of the day goes well. So God is inviting us to rest, that physical rest, that worship brings strength because we offer our praise and he gives us strength. Listen, when you realize what God's done for you and how great our God is, we'll want to go out and do more for him. But we have to have that time alone with the Father. Then there's strength to not only to worship, but then he gives us in that physical rest, strength to work. We find rest in the Lord, and when we rest in Jesus, he orders our steps. And as he orders our steps and we're in God's will, right, we can rest for our work. Don't cut out things God tells us to do because there's things we want to do. Man's got to work. Man doesn't work, he doesn't eat. I get that. But then also God has created us for good works, and that is serving him in the capacity he wants us to serve him. So here, come unto me all ye that labor. God is assuming that we actually labor, right? If you don't labor, you don't need rest. And so whether it's your temporal job or your ministry responsibilities, whatever it is, if you'll find physical rest in knowing that we're in his will and that we worship God and that he gives us strength to work. Number two is an invitation to emotional rest. The Bible said here, not only ye that are labor, but that ye that are heavy laden. So God gives us emotional rest. He gives us rest from our problems. Sunday morning we preached on come into the ark. And you know, it'd be good for us to know where we can find that strength for emotional problems. A lot of times you can't find it from other people. They don't understand. They'll give you some cliche or something they heard or something they read. And we ought to spend our time in the Word of God and in the prayer closet, so that God can give us that emotional rest when we're heavy laden, give us rest from our problems. So let's be honest. Fear drains strength. You know why people are getting weak now spiritually? It's because they're afraid. They're afraid about their job. They're afraid of their income. They're afraid, listen, that they can't go to church. They're afraid they may catch corona, COVID-19. They're afraid of all these things, right? They're afraid to touch a doorknob because they might get germs. And, you know, we walk around and we're afraid of everything. And so when we fear, it drains our strength. It makes us, it gets us to the place where we're not effective. And so burdens also drain our strength. Listen, when it seems like the devil just keeps beating up on you and beating you down, and every problem that comes along, you get it, amen, and you got financial problems and spiritual problems and emotional problems and relationship problems and job problems, it seems like they just keep piling on. May I say that? The more that you are burdened, the more strength you lose, and the more that you need emotional rest, right? So God knows every struggle that we have. God is aware of every storm, and he is with us and will not leave us. Hey, stop thinking about, well, you know what, if I could just take me a vacation, everything get better. No, if you've got emotional problems, you get out of town. When you get back in town, guess what? Your emotional problems are going to meet you at the city limit sign. So you may as well deal with them, and you deal with them resting in the Lord Jesus. So he gives us an invitation of rest from our problems, but then also for our provisions. Now, if you've not figured this out, if you got a 401k, that thing looks like the Rocky Mountain Range. Every day, up and down, up and down, up and down. And I know they say, well, over the long haul, it's going to come back. That's wonderful, unless you're trying to retire when it's going down. So if you look at it and you say, well, you know, I feel like my financial future is secure and I'm okay. All right, great. But what if it's not? I think we found in this crisis, your job is not secure. I mean, unemployment claims went from very small, you know, what, 3% to, they're saying now, maybe 20, 30% when it's all said and done. Don't sound like your job's all that secure. You You say, well, but you don't get it. I can make a living myself. I don't need help from anybody. That sounds great, but what happens physically when you're on your back, or emotionally, spiritually, you're on your back, can't work. I don't know anybody, anything I provide for myself. Sounds good there, big man, but the problem is, what happens when you cannot? Where are you going to get your provisions? That's a burden. That's emotional. Can be physical as well, but that's an emotional. That's heavy laden. And so as we look at, we got to trust God and rest in God for our provisions. God will take care of you. We sing it, right? We say it, but then we have to have faith God's going to do it. And so there's no need, our choir sings this, no need to doubt him now. And as long as the bills are being paid and we got a little extra money in the bank and a check comes in the mail, we say, hey, no need to doubt him now. But what happens when we really have to trust him, when we're heavy laden and we don't have all the answers and we still have to trust God? That's when we find rest in him, so for our provision, and then for our peace. We find rest in him for our peace. He is the one who will bear our burdens, and we can rest in him and have peace. Didn't say we'll never have emotional trauma. Doesn't say we won't be emotionally exhausted. It says that we can rest in him, that if we're heavy laden, he said, come unto me and I will give you rest. Hey, that's not just sit in your corner. That's not hide in the dark. That's not stay inside and hide from the world. That's not what he says. He said, come unto me and I will give you rest. So this morning, we have an invitation for physical rest and spiritual rest, or emotional rest. But number three, we have an invitation for spiritual rest. He said, I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly, and ye shall find rest. Notice this, unto your souls. So we see the physical rest in verse number 28, labor. We see the emotional and the heavy laden. But then in verse 29, he says, you'll find rest in your soul. So if we really want to have that peace and that rest, it's not that I don't, I work 2 hours a day and get to sit on the couch for 12 hours a day and do nothing. That's not what he's saying here. He's saying here, verse 30, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. I wonder if those first century Christians going to look at us one day and say, you know what, y'all were about a bunch of the laziest Christians that's ever walked the face of the earth. Y'all are the biggest bunch of whiners that's ever been in Christianity. You go through a little COVID-19 and y'all losing your mind talking about how, what all the problems you got. And here's, this guy, and he and his family are burned at the stake for standing up for God. But y'all had to go through COVID-19. I wonder if Christians in China, Muslim countries, because we're going through COVID-19 and talking about how the church is being persecuted, that's not fair that all the things going on. I wonder if they look at us and say, you hadn't seen anything yet. Look at what we're going through. An invitation for spiritual rest. There's a rest for my soul, rest for your soul. An invitation for the eternal. Do you know that you're on your way to heaven? There's a rest in that. I mean, if you can't kill the soul, if you can't send the person to hell, ultimately, what's the worst that can happen? Heaven? You see, my eternity is settled. If you're a Christian, your eternity is settled. If you're not a Christian, honestly, your eternity is settled. Unless you become a Christian, you will not see heaven. So, not my efforts, but the finished work of Christ is what my eternity is based on. And I can trust in his sufficiency, that what he did when he said, it is finished, it was truly finished, and now the work of Christ is finished, and it's on that finished work that I put my trust, that Jesus died in my place, died for me and as me. And now, because the blood of the Lamb of God is on the mercy seat of God, there is a sacrifice made for me. I can accept that. I can receive Him as my Savior and spend eternity. Listen, I can have rest in that, because no matter what the devil throws at me, ultimately I win. Amen? I win. So I can have spiritual rest for the eternal, but also for the temporal. Because we look sometimes and we'll say, well, you know, when I get to heaven, when I have eternal life, you know, that's what people say, when I get to heaven, when I have eternal life, things are going to be better. Well, friend, you got eternal life now. So why can't they be better now? Well, there's too much sin and there's too many problems in the world. I get that. But see, it doesn't say rest here, right? Find rest for your souls. It doesn't say in verse 28, come unto me, all that labor and heavy laden, and I will make things better for you so you can find rest in the world. That's not what your Bible says. It says, I will give you rest. And so as you and I trust Him, we don't have to look at circumstances to find rest. We don't have to have the perfect scenario to find rest. We can have rest in Jesus Christ no matter what's going on outside. Tonight, as we look at this scripture, friend, don't get so distraught in circumstances and the storms that we stop resting in the Lord. There's an invitation for rest. Don't get upset. Don't get tore up. Amen. Don't get discouraged. Don't get depressed. So, preacher, that's easy for you to say. You don't know what I'm going through. You're missing the whole thrust of this message. It's not what you're going through. It's who you find rest in. And you got to find rest in the Lord. And if you can't do that, friend, your life is going to constantly be turmoil. And I know, listen to me, and I'm almost finished. I know people that are good people, and I believe they're saved, but their life is one drama to the next. Their life is one crisis to the next crisis. One problem to the next. And they make it known, buddy. They enjoy the sympathy. They enjoy the empathy. They enjoy the feel bad for me, right? It's just one after another. And there's no walk with them. There's no spiritual walk because they haven't learned to find rest in the Lord. If you really want to enjoy your Christianity, it's not going to be because the circumstances of life never happen to you. It's going to be because you learn to find rest in Him. Wherever you are, be content. And the only way you can be content is to find rest in Him. He gives us the invitation, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. That all means you. That all means me. The invitation is to each one of us. And I will. Didn't say I might, maybe. That's a promise of God. I will give you rest. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the word of God. Thank you for your promises of rest. And I pray and ask you that you would, God, open our eyes to how good we've got it. How good you are to us. Get the glory out of this. I pray for that one that is going through a struggle and physically, spiritually, emotionally, they would come and find rest in you. That one that's not saved, touch their hearts, show them their need of salvation. And for all that's done, we'll thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. Well, thank you for tuning in tonight. Hope the message was a help to you. Want to announce that Sunday morning at 10:30, we are going to do a drive-in service here. And so if you're able to get out, we invite you to come. Again, drive your car. We've got a radio frequency that we're going to be preaching on. It'll come right in your car. and you don't even have to get out. So we invite you to be here at 10:30 on Sunday morning, and we will not have a Sunday evening service. So 10:30 will be our only service on Sunday, no evening service, but then we'll come back on the internet Wednesday night and do our Wednesday night service. Also, if you are not able to drive in on Sunday, we are going to broadcast it over Facebook Live. And also, if you normally call in, we're going to do it over the phone as well. So we're doing all those things. I appreciate our media guys working hard on that. And they've come up with it. And I appreciate that. Thank you, Brother Jimmy, for giving us the update and opening up. And so be here at 10:30. Invite your friends. Again, we're social distancing the best we can. And there'll be no, you know, we're going to have some singing and preaching and all that. And we won't have the choir and things like that. But we'll give you more information over our phone tree system. So make plans to be here 10:30 on Sunday morning in the parking lot. And we're excited about it. So pray for us that everything will go off without a hitch. Amen. So thank you for tuning in. And again, keep praying for our leaders. Keep praying for our churches. God would give us wisdom, and hopefully pray for these. I tell you what, let's pray these cases of coronavirus go down. We can get back to church real soon. Till then, we're going to do our best to get the message out to you. And go tell somebody about the Lord. Amen. All right, well, thank you for being with us tonight. And I hope the message was a help. And we will see you on Sunday morning at 10:30. Good night.